Lake Root, Stop A. First of all, I'm going to talk about the willow trees by the lake shore. I'm sure that you will already have noticed them because of their appearance. Then I will give you some information about the poplars on the other side of the path. You've probably noticed them as well, again because of their appearance, but especially because of their size. Card number 43, Salix babylonica or weeping willow in English. This tree is deciduous. It can grow up to 10 meters tall and has a distinctive appearance, hence the adjective weeping, as the branches hang downward, sometimes reaching the ground. The leaves resemble those of other willows. They have a lanceolate or linear shape, depending on the specimen. The trunk, however, tends to grow straight as a young tree, but becomes more sinuous with age, giving it an even more distinctive appearance. Willows produce separate male and female flowers on different trees. The flowers are not ornamental, but have a reproductive function. They have an elongated shape similar to ears of corns, and are called catkins. The catkins then produce the fruit, which also have the same shape as a green ear of corn. The Salix babylonica is native to China. However, as it arrived in Europe at the end of the 17th century, we can now talk of spontaneous naturalization. Its ideal climate is that found close to lake shores and riverbanks. A distinctive feature of willows is that they all contain a large concentration of salicylic acid, which was used as a forerunner of aspirin. Back in ancient times, the leaves and bark were used in herbal teas to treat all winter illnesses. Card number 36. Populus nigra or black poplar in English. This tree is deciduous and grows very fast, reaching up to 30 meters tall. This means that its branches are often extremely fragile and can snap off in strong winds or other bad weather. The leaves are typically triangular with an elongated tip, and the crown can vary from a more oval and irregular shape to a more columnar compact one. As regards its origins, the species is very common and widespread throughout Europe, West Asia and North Africa, and is found primarily in wetlands. According to legend, the black poplar came to Earth because of Jupiter. Legend has it that the son of the sun stole his father's chariot for a prank, and as a result of this stunt, a number of forest fires broke out on Earth. To punish him, Jupiter hurled him into a river on Earth, and his sisters began to weep for the loss of their brother. It is said that the father of the gods was moved to compassion and sent the sisters to live on Earth, so that they could be near to him. They were therefore transformed into trees, the first poplars to be precise. Still according to this legend, the sisters have never stopped crying for their lost brother. If you walk under a black poplar in summer, you will feel small droplets of resin falling, a symbol of the tears they shed. Now pause the recording and walk on to the next stop. Stop B. As you walked along this last section, you will have noticed that the trees alternating along the shores of the lake are mainly of two species, and I'm now going to talk about these, the Picea excelsa and Tuy orientalis. Card number 25, Picea excelsa or Norway spruce in English. This tree is an evergreen conifer, and in its original distribution, it can grow up to 50 meters tall. Young trees have reddish bark, but it tends to darken and crack over time. You can also clearly see this color on the youngest small branches, and again on the small branches, you can see how the leaves are attached. The leaves have two main features, the typical pine needle shape, as on many conifers, and the fact that they can remain on the tree for up to 10 years, a real record for an evergreen plant. The Norway spruce, a bit like most conifers, is a monoecious species. This means that it produces separate male and female flowers on the same plant. These then produce the fruit, commonly known as cones or pine cones. The cones are elongated and hang downward. They have a reddish color before reaching maturity. This species is widespread throughout Italy and in general throughout Europe. It is most common in the Alps and can be found at altitude of up to 2,000 meters. Another special feature of the Norway spruce is that it produces large quantities of resin, a substance that is collected by bees and worked by them in their hive, providing humans with propolis. Card number 50, Thuja orientalis or Oriental Thuja in English. This plant can exist in the form of an evergreen tree or shrub, because its branches tend to grow in a very compact way, starting from the base of the trunk. These branches are fan-shaped and are arranged vertically, while the leaves are scale-like. When rubbed, the leaves and young branches give off a balsamic fragrance, due to the fact that thujas contain an essential oil with balsamic properties used in homeopathy. The essential oil can be used to treat respiratory diseases, for example bronchitis, and other disorders such as rheumatism and psoriasis. If taken in large quantities, however, it can become toxic, so it is very dangerous. The bark also has a distinctive fragrance and is used to produce incense. When it comes to reproduction, thujas are conifers, so they produce cones, which are round and woody. Pollination and the dispersal of seeds are entrusted to the wind. It is an anemophilous species. Once the cones reach maturity, they open while still attached to the plant and disperse the seeds in the surrounding environment. Now pause the recording and walk on to the next stop. Stop C. Card number 38. Prunus cerasifera pisardi or cherry plum in English. This small tree does not usually grow to more than 8 meters and has deciduous foliage. Its distinctive features are the special coloring of the foliage, which is dark red but changes according to the season, becoming more purple or brownish, and its flowers. The flowers are small and pink but very showy. They appear on the tree before the leaves, giving a touch of color in early spring, and can be seen from quite a distance. The species belongs to the Rosaceae, a family of fruit plants. The fruit of this prunus are edible. They are round, fleshy drupes that taste a bit like plums or prunes. In Italy, the fruit is not much liked, and the plum is mainly used for ornamental purposes, or, as it now grows wild, is found growing naturally in the woods. However, the fruit is quite popular in France, where it is cultivated and sold both fresh for eating and as an ingredient for jams, jellies and the like. In Italy, this variety of prunus is also used for rootstock. In nurseries, it is used as rootstock for other fruit plant species, as it has proved more resistant to certain parasites. Now, pause the recording and walk on to the next stop. Stop D. Card number 14, Camecyparis obtusa aurea or Hinoki cypress in English. This evergreen conifer grows very slowly and not to the same height as other conifers, never exceeding 10 meters. As you can see, the branches start from the base of the plant and are covered by very dense foliage, which is scale-like and of a distinctive color. The leaves seem to be light green and tend to have a golden-yellow edge. The Hinoki cypress, which was introduced into Europe for ornamental purposes, is native to central Japan. At one time, it was exploited in Japan for timber to such an extent that in around the 17th century, there was considerable deforestation. Fortunately, however, they realized that such indiscriminate use would quickly lead to the species disappearing, so a special law was passed giving the emperor exclusive use of the Camecyparis obtusa and only allowing it to be grown close to temples. As it became almost a protected species at that time, the cypress managed to be preserved and finally came to us. Later, when it was imported into Europe, it was called Hinoki cypress, which means plant of the sun, recalling the past practice of planting it at places of worship and dedicating it accordingly to the gods. Card number 26. Picea orientalis or Caucasian or Oriental spruce in English. The species, one of which you can see opposite the Camecyparis obtusa, is also an evergreen conifer. However, it grows somewhat taller than the Hinoki cypress and also very quickly. The leaves are small, rounded and needle-shaped. Like all conifers, it produces separate male and female flowers, but on the same tree. They then produce the fruit, woody cones known as pine cones, which are no more than 8 centimeters long and hang downward. Cones are not produced until the tree is 20 years old. This spruce, as you may have guessed from the name, is native to an area that extends from the Caucasus to the northern mountains of Asia Minor and Eastern Europe. It was introduced into Europe for ornamental purposes. The Pitta orientalis looks quite similar to the more common and widespread Norway spruce, given the shape of the needles and cones, but they differ in size, as both the needles and cones produced by the Caucasian spruce look very much smaller. Now pause the recording and walk on to the next stop. Stop E. Card number 1. Abies alba or silver fir in English. This species is an evergreen conifer, and in its ideal habitat can reach considerable heights, easily exceeding 40 meters. Distinctive characteristics of the leaves are their needle shape, rounded and flattened needles, the comb-like arrangement on the branch, and the presence on the underside of two quite visible white stripes. The Apis alba, like all conifers, is a monoecious species, meaning that it produces separate male and female flowers on the same tree. These produce the fruit, woody cones or pine cones, which grow upright and fall intact when they mature, only opening on the ground. The silver fir is typical of Italy and Europe in general. It grows naturally in the Alps and more widely in the Apennines, where it forms single-species woods or in some cases mixed woods with beech and Norway spruce. It is the most common species to be used as a Christmas tree, and in the past it was widely used for sailing ship masts, as its trunk is columnar and nauphrit. Today, its uses are somewhat less ostentatious and noble. It is actually the most commonly used wood to make matches and lollipop sticks, as well as newsprint. Card number 33. Pinus silvestris or Scots pine in English. Immediately behind the Abies alba, we can admire a specimen of this evergreen conifer, which, like the other, can grow to a considerable height, above 50 meters. It also has needle-shaped leaves, but, as it is a pine, they are produced in fascicles, in this case of two needles each. The needles are quite short, 3 to 5 centimeters long, and are rigid, curved and twisted in on themselves. The Pinus silvestris is the pine with the shortest needles and is distinctive in having them clustered together in pairs. With regard to distribution, the Scots pine is typical of this phytoclimate band. It is found at an altitude of up to about 1,800 meters, and in ancient times it was the most common plant in the whole of northern Italy, central Europe and Russia. In terms of its uses, it is important to say that as well as its wood, the needles are also used. They are used to make herbal teas, infusions and syrups to treat coughs and other respiratory diseases, and in the kitchen to produce pine grappa, which boasts digestive properties. Another distinctive feature is the alleged link that exists between the Scots pine and vines. It seems that the resin of this pine was used at one time to seal wine vessels, and even now in Greece there is a resinated wine which seems to be made using Pinus silvestris.